This is KUT. Tomorrow is the last day of school for Austin ISD students, but as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, for those planning to spend their summer days poolside, there could be a wait.
At one of the city's job fairs back in March, 15-year-old Jake Santima signed up to be a lifeguard. What interests you most about being a lifeguard?
Just kind of working outside in the sun, even though it'll be hot, but like just being outside more than inside and like doing something.
Santima also planned to work at the Paramount Theater, so lifeguarding would be a second summer gig. And with it came some hesitation.
I'm a little nervous of like just the feeling of having someone's life like kind of on my hands. It sounds kind of like nerve-wracking a little bit.
It's a lot of responsibility for a young person in particular.
Wayne Simmons is with the city's aquatic division. Simmons says this responsibility and the 40-plus hours of training required could explain lifeguard shortages that have plagued the city. Listening to Santima and his dad, Dan, pick a weekend to complete training, that becomes clear.
Here's one. Friday, 6 to 10. Saturday, Sunday, 8 to 6.
Yeah, but that's
why. Here's one at Walnut.
They have to coordinate time and place, plus make sure Jake's free 2 weekends in a row. City staff say nearly 300 lifeguards are ready to go for the summer, but at least 500 are needed to fully staff pools.
Our target is really about 650 to 750 so that we can maintain the flexible work schedules that a lot of our staff enjoy.
So some pools will open later than expected. This includes 3 South Austin pools, Garrison, Dick Nichols, and Dove Springs, plus Rosewood Pool in East Austin. Springwood's pool in North Austin will be closed with no opening date yet set. Last month, city staff voted to up lifeguard pay from $8 an hour to just over $13. Staff are hoping this will entice more high schoolers to consider lifeguarding this summer and to combat a shortage that seems to be national.
I talked to a lot of colleagues from other states, and a lot of agencies are having similar issues. The younger staff that we would typically target, the high school students, have so much more commitments during the summer than maybe they had previously.
Most of the pools not opening on schedule will be delayed by only a few days. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.